Praised be Jesus and Mary. When our Lord solicits our faith, when he desires us to have faith in him, he wants us to do so when his authority is God speaking to us. And this faith always goes beyond reason, because our Lord reveals to us truths that go beyond the reach of our reason. Our Lord does not, however, want us to make an act of faith in him without reason or against our reason, because faith never supplants or contradicts reason, the mind, the intellect that our Lord gave us. That's why our Lord says in the Gospel, "Well, if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true," in the sense that he knows that our intellects seek motives of credibility. But our Lord says, "Well, John testified to my behalf. I don't need human testimony, but I say this that you may be saved. And besides John, I have the works that the Father gave me to accomplish." He's talking about his miracles, which are important, and we'll look at a number of the catechism that stresses their importance. There's people, some who would call themselves scholars today, that say, "Well, it's not really important whether our Lord really worked these miracles or not. What's important is believing, etc." But this is mistaken. It is very important to affirm that our Lord's miracles did actually happen, because they're given to us as motives of credibility to move us to believe in him. The Catechism in number 548 says, "The signs worked by Jesus attest that the Father has sent him. They invite belief in him. To those who turn to him in faith, he grants what they ask. So miracles strengthen faith in the one who does his Father's works. They bear witness that he is the Son of God." Our minds seek these motives of credibility. Why should we believe? And the miracles of our Lord give proof that we should believe, because it's God who's speaking to us, because only God could perform such works. So we need to both know the gospel and always remember that it is a historical document as well. And we shouldn't be afraid to know and to seek to understand our faith. But also the catechism says that at the same time, though the intellect is involved, our Lord's miracles can also be an occasion for offense. They are not intended to satisfy people's curiosity or desire for magic. And despite his evident miracles, some people reject Jesus, as do the Pharisees. "You do not want to come to me to have life," our Lord says to them. In the end, faith always goes beyond reason, and it's a gift from God that we should always pray for. We shouldn't be afraid to use our minds to understand our faith, but we should never cease to beseech our Lord to give us this gift of faith and to make us persevere in it, to live and to die in it. Praised be Jesus and Mary.